You will eventually arrive there. You will arrive at your destination, and usually on time. That's the whole point. We just get back on course. You see, this idea, or this principle of beginning with the end in mind, is based upon the concept that all things are created twice. First in the mind, that is the thought, the intellectual creation, and second in reality, the physical creation. You see, the mental creation, the flight plan, brings forth the hope in the flight. Norman Cousins taught, the capacity for hope is the most significant fact of life. He gives human beings a sense of destination and the energy to get started. I'm trying to communicate at the beginning of this process that there is enormous hope and encouragement, as well as fun and happiness in this whole concept of developing a mission statement. It's truly an enjoyable process. It is also a leadership process. But here's something to think about very carefully. There is an opposite of a mission statement. An opposite of beginning with the end in mind is to begin with no end in mind. No intellectual creation. No envisioning of the future. In other words, to just kind of let life happen. To be swept along